to dream. A good chuckle. The office is where principal lives. I know my way there by heart. This is a typing lady there. Two, she looked over the counter at me. Well, 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 look, would you look who it is? She said. I looked down at myself. Well, 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 it looks like me, I said, kind of quiet. The typing lady pointed at the blue chair. The blue chair is where bad kids sit. Only I'm not even bad, but I still have to sit there sometimes. I put my feet on the edge of the chair and I hide my face and I hid my face in the knee, in my knees. If you don't hide your face, people can recognize yourself. Finally, I peeked one eye at principal's door. And guess what? That guy was looking right back at me. Is that Junie B. Jones I see out there? He asked. I did a gasp, 'cause principal can even recognize me. I went into his office and sat in the big wood chair. Principal winked at me. I'm a bit surprised to see you, Junie B. Jones, he said. You haven't been sent here for quite some time, I nodded. I know it, I said. That's because my behavior has shown considerable improvement. I pronounced the words very perfect. My teacher printed those words on my report card, I said. Then guess what else showed improvement? My speaking? That's what. 'Cause I don't say run anymore, and I don't say think, and I don't say growed. Do you want to hear me say them right?
Huh?
Do you, Principal? I took a big breath, ran, fought, drew, I said. I smiled very proud. See, I told you. Mother says I am getting a better vocabulary, I said. Larry, said Principal. Whatever I say, whatever I said, Principal smiled. Yes, well, I'm delighted with your improvements, Junie B, he said, but if everything has gotten better, then why are you here? I wiggled in my chair, very uncomfortable, because wasting my fault. That's why I said, because it wasn't my fault. That's why I said, what wasn't your fault? Said Principal. I wiggled some more, then finally I told Principal about how my teacher made us write a graduation poem and how she said the last one hard to rhyme with blue. And so Polly Ellen Puffer rhymed the word P-U, I said. But then Mrs. got very mad at him because she did not appreciate his behavior. Young men only too bad for me because my brain thought of an even silly poem and my mouth couldn't hold it inside. Principal closed his eyes. He did some deep breaths. All right, he said. Let's hear it. I got very worried. Then I made my voice really soft. Roses are red, violets are blue, graduation is here, and your feet smell like stink, I said. After that, Principal kept his eyes closed a real long time, and he did not say any words. Then very slow, he put his head down on his desk and then started to laugh. His laughing got louder and louder. So, guess what? Then I started laughing too. That poem was Beat. Right, Principal? We are having ourselves a good chuckle over this, aren't we? Principal stopped laughing very fast. He raised his head again. No, Junie B. No, we are not having a good chuckle, he said. I'm sorry, your poem caught me completely by surprise. But I never should have laughed like that. He crossed his arms at me. You are right about one thing. You thought though, he said, your poem is definitely silly, but silly things are not always appropriate to say in the classroom, are they? Your teacher made it clear that she didn't like what Polly Ellen had said, Junie B, but you called out your poem anyway. He made squinty eyes please, don't blame it on your mouth, okay? You know you could have held it inside. I shrugged my shoulders. I don't know, I said. Kind of quiet. Maybe I could have. Principal tapped his fingers on his desk. It's a very serious way to disobey a teacher. Junie B, he said, and I want you to sit here and think about just how serious it is. Can you do it, that please? Yes, I said, I can. After that, I squeezed my eyes real tight. And I thought and thought. Finally, I opened my eyes again. Good news, I said. I've said my last stink. Principal nodded his head. That is good news, he said. Then he stood up. And he held my hand and he walked me into the hall. It's been an interesting year getting to know you, Junie B. Jones, he said. You're a fascinating little girl. Thank you, I said. You are fascinating too. After that, both of us waved goodbye, and I started skipping back to room 9. Then all of a sudden, I stopped and I spun around. Yeah, only we are not saying goodbye forever, right, Principal? Right? Because next year I will get sent down here too. Probably. Or else maybe you and I will see each other on the playground, right? Principal did a chuckle. Right? Right. He said. Hooray! I said. Hooray! Hooray! Then I turned around and I skipped to room 9 myself. Fastest, 'cause maybe if I hurry, I could still sprinkle glitter on something.